Well, welcome back to The Morning Drive. I'm Andy, and on the phone with me right now is Ryan Walsh from the James River Association. Ryan is the Lower James Restoration Manager. Ryan, the James River Association, it's a nonprofit, and it's dedicated to conserving the entire James River watershed. Why don't you tell our listeners why that mission's so vital for those of us living here in Hampton Roads and beyond?
Well, it's really important. First of all, the James River Association was founded historically because of a chemical spill in Hopewell. This chemical is related to DDT, and it was called ketone, and it's something we call a forever chemical. So in 1976, there was unregulated dumping of it into the James, and the river is shut down to fishing for about 13 years. So today we have a pretty clean and thriving James River. If you have a healthy river, we have a healthy ecosystem and therefore healthy, economically important species such as crabs, oysters, and striped bass.
So what are some of the ways, some of the main ways that the JRA goes about conserving the James River watershed?
We do quite a bit from the upper watershed and the mountains down to the mouth of the river at the Chesapeake Bay. Here in the Hampton Roads, we do a lot with living shorelines, which are nature-based solutions to erosion. Living shorelines can look a lot of different ways, but generally it's sort of restoring a marsh that keeps sand in place from eroding away, and then that's planted with native marsh grasses. Then there can be certain like oyster structures or things like that that can encourage the growth of shellfish.
And those living shorelines, I mean, just looking at the shoreline of the James River, especially here in the Williamsburg area, a lot of the shoreline is, you know, kind of private property, people living along the river or, you know, businesses with waterfronts. Do you work with any of those businesses or homeowners to kind of help with the, you know, help restore living shorelines?
We have a homeowner cost share program that's funded by a grant from the Virginia Environmental Endowment. Part of this grant, we can perform free site visits. I generally bring along an engineer from Department of Conservation, Recreation's Shoreline Erosion Advisory Service to sort of give homeowners an idea of why they have erosion or why is there not a marsh growing on their property in the first place. And from there, if it's appropriate for our program, I can generate a design, can walk the homeowner through the permitting process, and then we also have a list of vetted marine contractors who can actually do the installation. And then in exchange for keeping the living shoreline in place for 10 years, JRA can provide maintenance for the first 3 years.
Very cool. Hey, and you're actually calling from the road right now. You said you're on the way up to Cape Charles to pick up some materials and some stuff that you need for a living shoreline. So why don't you tell our listeners kind of what you're doing today? Just give them kind of a glimpse at some of your work.
I'm in my truck right now. I'm driving up to Hubbock, Maryland. I'm going to Delmarva Native Plants, where I'm picking up 20 plugs of Spartina alterna flora to help replant some homeowner projects.
Very cool. And hey, how can homeowners, how can they reach out and maybe get involved in this cost share program you just mentioned?
More information about our program can be found at jamesrivershorelines.org.
And I know you and your organization, the James River Association, aren't the only, you know, organization or group of people who, you know, care deeply about the James River and its health. I'm guessing you probably work with a lot of other groups and organizations. So can you kind of tell us about the collaborations and how that's benefiting the James River watershed?
We do. So JRA helps convene the Living Shoreline Collaborative. It's a really eclectic group of other non-government organizations, localities, researchers, concerned citizens, and even marine contractors who are all coming together and are really interested in increasing the number of living shorelines in the Lower James. We recently all got together actually at the Virginia Air and Space Center in downtown Hampton.
That's pretty cool. Well, Ryan, I want to thank you for the good work you do here. Protecting the James, it really is not just a regional, but a national asset that we have. And obviously, it's so important for, you know, our local economy and obviously all the wildlife that live and depend on it. So thank you to you and your team for helping to keep it healthy. And I want to thank you for all that. I want to thank you for calling in today as well.
Yeah, thank you so much.
That is Ryan Walsh, the Lower James Restoration Manager at the James River Association, calling in for a hometown radio interview.